So, Kel, we're back in Sheffield today. Just how good is it to be back in the city and knowing that you've got this fight to look forward to in March?
It's overwhelming. You know, I'm still on this stage now. Been speaking to the media, you know, promoting my next fight, my homecoming, 28th of March. You know, it's amazing because, you know, I remember winning that world title in Carson, California, top of world. A couple of weeks later, laid in a hospital bed, looking down at my leg, thinking, would I ever walk again? You know, forgetting boxing, will I ever walk again? And now I'm stood here, no issues with the leg, fit, healthy, defending my title in March, like I said.
Well, you said when you first arrived here that it was emotional just sort of being here at the press conference. Can you put yourself in sort of that situation where you're going to be walking out to that ring, there's going to be a sold-out Sheffield Arena? Is that going to be even more emotional for you?
Absolutely. When I stand there and I look around and the lights are flashing and they play all of the lights and I walk out, I'm just going to be absorbing the energy from the fans. I'll be getting closer to that ring and I'll feel invincible when I'm in there looking across at my opponent. There's no way, you know, no way nobody's taking this world title away from me. I'm undefeated. It's been a long road to get that world title, so there's no way I'm letting someone take it off me now.
The title of the show is Unbreakable, and in many ways that kind of describes your career. You've been through so many setbacks, so many different injuries, this latest incident as well. I mean, how character building is that for a fighter like yourself in that kind of position?
You know, it's like, you know, like when you look back at it, I've had so, you know, the politics in boxing. Yeah. It's been, you know, with Devin Alexander, with injuries, with this, with that. You know, to finally get my chance and go over there, I just needed my chance. I needed to go over there. I went over there to his backyard. This guy, what everybody thought that I wouldn't go two rounds with, and I took his world title. It's a dream come true, and now we're here. I'm fighting, you know, I'm defending my world title after this leg injury. You know, being healthy, you know, you can write a book about this. You can write a book about me when I finish, believe me.
Did you feel it was important to bring the belt as well back to Sheffield to have this next fight, this mandatory defence in front of the fans that have supported you pretty much from day one?
Yeah, I'm giving back. That's what I want to do, give back to the fans. Went over there and I collected that world title, and now I want to give it back to the fans. They're going to see me in Sheffield Arena. All of the lights in here, baby. We're ready. You know, I'm fit, well. I'm ready to defend that title now.
Tell us about your opponent coming up, Jojo Dan, obviously the mandatory challenger, and, you know, he's going to come over and he's going to try and take that title from you. What can we expect from him?
I were that number one for that world title. I know what he's thinking. You know, he's going to be pushing. He's going to be wanting that fight. He's awkward, southpaw. He's going to be wanting to take that title off me. You know what I mean? So that's why it's called, you know, that's why it's a world title. You know, you're going to see, this is the highest level. You're going to see, you know, it's going to be, it's a chess match. It's a fight. You know, it's everything rolled into one. You're going to see everything that night. You're going to see me in there. You know, it's boxing at the highest level. That's why there's a world title on the line. You know, he's there for a reason. He's coming to fight. The fans, they're in for a treat. Not only with my fight, the card. Eddie knows how to pack a card out. And this is packed. Sheffield Arena, in my home city. Boom.
Everybody's also looking ahead. I mean, obviously, you've got to concentrate on this fight. But is there an element of frustration as well about the talk about the big fight that everybody wants to see, whether it's going to be a Khan fight at Wembley, whether it's a different fight at Bramall Lane, that there is that politics going on again within the sport, that once again an opportunity that everybody wants you to have against Khan may not happen?
I just think we should put egos to side. It's been going on since I was 18. Every interview, Khan, I'm world champion. You know, I've done it the hard way. I've not had it no easy way. You know what I mean? He's saying I'm such an easy opponent. He'll knock me out easily. You know, why not knock me out easily and get the most money you've ever got for a fight and pick a world title up, you know, to move on with if I'm such an easy opponent, you know. You tell me.
Do you think it's your, you know, ultimately it's both of your destiny to fight each other. That you mentioned the history there. You've known of each other for such a long time. You get asked every time you do a series of press conferences about Amir Khan. He's exactly the same. He gets asked about you. Ultimately, do you think that this will happen, even if it's not this summer?
I think we're both young enough. I think it will happen. But I think that, listen, he fights me and gets knocked out. There's no big fight after it. He's clever. He's fighting the big fights where everybody expects him to lose. He'll pick a big bag of money up, and then he can still come down and fight me for that big bag of money. So, you know, he's clever. But the fact it is, I'm here. But, you know, why not say that, you know, it's a tough fight? Why say he knocked me out easily and stuff like this? You know, I'm here with a world title. I want that fight in the summer. I want that fight. If not Queen Khan, then some other massive names in the US to come over.
Does that attract you as well, just to finish, you know, the possibility of the other names, we've all heard of them, potentially coming here to Sheffield as well and fighting at Bramall Lane? Is that something that, while it might not be quite Khan at Wembley, that is still something that appeals to you?
I think me and Khan for Wembley either. Easily, I pumped that definitely Wembley. But if not, you know, why not in me, you know, Sheffield United or Bramall Lane against, you know, an American fighter, you know, that'll fill that as well. You know, imagine that. You know, that can easily, that will happen. If that can't happen, it's going to be another massive name in summer.